Governor Walker obviously wants to run for president, according to UWM history professor Glenn Johnson. He's been watching the governor travel the country, raising money and speaking to conservative audiences. Now that Walker will publish a book detailing his political experiences and ideology, there's no question in the professor's mind. He says the career politician wants the country to know about him.
Walker has some publicity nationally now because he won the recall election. But other than that, he's not really all that well known nationally, but he's quickly becoming well known and he's making himself well known. He's speaking all over the country, different Republican gatherings. And Walker is a very savvy, ambitious politician. So I think he definitely is thinking of running for the White House.
What can a book do for a politician such as Walker?
Well, for somebody like Walker, his ideology and what he believes in as a conservative, as a Republican, is not out there in detail. And I think you can do that in the right kind of book. And the other thing is a personality profile tailor-made to what he wants it to say. I think that, for example, in 2008, the two books that Barack Obama had written played a big role in getting him national publicity and giving him a high profile in the campaign, because he was just a one-term senator with very slim credentials, but both of those books became bestsellers after he gained some momentum in the Democratic primaries. It has to be the right kind of book. It has to be eloquent. It has to establish an ideological foundation. It has to establish a personality profile, and that kind of book can do you a good deal of good.
Is there a danger in putting something in writing that would then be unmovable?
Well, I think that certainly is a danger, because once it's written, it's there, and then there's a time lapse before the election, and economic conditions can change, foreign policy positions can change, you know, the world can change. But, you know, in politics, if you don't take any risk, you don't get anywhere. You just don't want to take reckless risks. I think the other thing Scott Walker could do in a book is to put something in there about his beliefs on foreign policy, because right now he has very slim credentials on foreign policy, and I think that's going to play a big role for the next president and the next presidential campaign.
Who are the people likely to read these types of books and base decisions on them or votes on them?
Most people would be people already inclined to vote Republican. So initially, the book would be more important for the primary campaign than it would be for the general election. And I might say that the Republicans right now are going through a period in which they're doing a lot of soul searching after having lost the last campaign. They're trying to reposition themselves on issues such as immigration, gay marriage, and gun control. And realistically, I can't see them outbidding the Democrats for very many votes on these issues, and they might lose some of their base. What they really need is not repackaging or tweaking issues. They need a dynamic, charismatic candidate. And so Scott Walker might fit that bill.
Do you think Governor Walker is following any other politician's playbook?
Ronald Reagan certainly went out and spoke to the business community. And Reagan did a lot of his own writing, had a biography written for him. It's fairly common for governors running for national office for the first time to follow this kind of pattern.